You've been here for 30 years. I'm curious how you have seen radio, and specifically public radio, change over that time.
I saw public radio go from a stodgy, old-fashioned style that it started as into a sleek, modern, pardon my choice of words, but kind of a hip type of radio. And I'm just really proud of it, the way it has changed over the years. And, you know, I was lucky to be on the forefront of that because the guy that hired me, Mike Dunn, was one of those promoters of bringing public radio into the 20th century at that time, and now the 21st century.
When you look back on your 3 decades now of service to KBIA and the university, are there one or two things that you're especially proud of, or that you look back on and think, yeah, I'm really glad I was there to do that?
I got into radio because I wanted to be in the middle of everything, and I liked music radio a lot, but what I really wanted to be in the middle of was news radio. But I did not want to be a reporter. I wanted to be a technician or just be here helping it get onto the air. And the way we started was, I love it thinking back into the past, but we started out with the giant reel-to-reel tape machines, you know, the big 12-inch reels, and running those, and all the things we had to go through to get those to sound good, you know, the editing process. A lot of the old guys will tell you they went from the cutting block and the razor blade into the digital age, and one of the things I'm proud of is being able to learn how to go from the original taping into, although we still use the word a lot now, into the digital, the computerized recording. And so I'm real proud of being able to learn that as it went along. And it went through a lot of different steps.
What do you hear in radio now and on public radio that most excites you, that you're most optimistic about the future?
Creativity. How they are taking news and information and repackaging it and making it very, very interesting, even things that are not necessarily interesting, making them interesting because the way they're put together and the people that deliver them, they just do a good job, and they're delivering this news and information and keeping their integrity extremely high. I mean, the honesty factor and the truthfulness factor is extremely high. I mean, a friend of mine one time said a couple of years ago, he said something about, reporters or newscasters, they don't care about getting things straight. They put their own opinion into it. And I said, you tell that to some of our reporters at KBIA or NPR or even for our print outlet, the Missourian, that, and they'll punch you in the nose.
Integrity is a valuable thing around these parts, and when you lose it, it's not something that can easily be regained.
That's right. He said that was part of the conversation I had several times was, why would NPR have... care so much about getting it right every time and getting the facts and getting it truthful. And I said it's the same reason the BBC did. I mean, they have a reputation, although, you know, they mess up too, just like, you know, NPR and we do once in a while. They mess up. But boy, they put that emphasis on that truthfulness because it's their reputation, their integrity that counts. I remember... I was very fortunate to sit in a meeting one time and just get to talk with a famous broadcaster I know you know the name of, and that was Jack Buck, who was the Cardinals voice for many, many years. And he told us that our most valuable thing we had was our reputations and our integrity. And he says, never, ever, ever be dishonest. Always tell the truth. Always get to the point. And he says... that'll be your most valuable thing you have as you go through life.
That's the voice of my colleague, Pat Akers. Thursday, he will walk out of here after 30 years of service to KBIA and the University of Missouri Friday starts a new chapter. What's next for you?
Oh, I have lots of artistic pursuits to do, everything from writing to welding I like to weld a giant metallic dragon out of metal junk in my front yard. You know, people laugh at me when I say that, but I'm serious. I'd like to try to get to the point to do that. I don't have any welding equipment, but I have a neighbor who has lots of it, and he doesn't use it. So he said I could use it. So that's part. If you ever go by a house in this county and you see a giant dragon in the front yard made out of parts of automobiles, that'll be in my house. There's just one other thing I'd like to do with my life on the more serious side, and that would be I've tried being, in the last 10 or 15 years, an advocate for the poor and the underprivileged in this area. I've done things that don't get headlines, but I've worked towards that goal, and I'd like to continue to do that more once I retire.
And you'll know that Pat Akers is being a man of his word and enjoying his retirement fully.
Right.
Thank you very much for being a guiding force here and a teacher, and good luck with the next chapter.
Thank you.